When will it happen for you? How many of you have found love only to find love disappear? And how many of you have given yourself to love over and over again in relationships, man-woman relationships, parent-child relationships, teacher-student, spiritual teacher relationships? You've given and given and given to find what? That somehow or other you've given and you haven't quite gotten back what it is that you wanted. What's missing from your life? What's missing? What do you want? A lot of you are sitting in here, well, I already have everything that I want. I have everything that I need. My life is working. I have the money that I want. I'm materially successful. How many people materially successful? Yes, I have that. How many people good sex? Yes, great sex. I have that. How many people great relationship? How many people everything? How many people full connection to God? How many people even know that there is a God? How many people have found their self and their own personal connection to God? What are you searching for and what's missing from your life? Are you going to find what you're looking for through the money that you make? Have you tried to do that? Are you going to find what you're looking for through your soulmate? And if you do find the love that you're looking for through your soulmate, and that's where the source of your love comes from, what will happen to you when your soulmate dies? Because that will happen. Where does the love come from? Where does the endless love come from? Where is satisfaction going to come from? What's missing from your life? Why are you here? What are you searching for? You have so many things. You've come so far. Some of you have gone to so many personal growth workshops and seminars. Some of you have been on spiritual paths and achieved a great deal spiritually. Some of you, again, are financially successful, but I want you to go within now. Close your eyes if you can and let yourself be pulled into that place inside that is a longing and a nagging, empty, whole place of pain that something's missing. Something's missing. And ask yourself for a minute, what is it? What is that feeling that I wake up with in the morning sometimes and I go to sleep at night and I'm never quite satisfied no matter what I have in this world? And when you find that place, ask yourself, now, how am I going to get satisfied? What is this longing, nagging tug that goes on in my heart that is never quite fulfilled? What am I going to do about that? It's in everyone. There's a longing that goes on in everyone. Even those of you that are spiritual seekers, if you haven't come all the way home, if you haven't come to that place where you have everything, that nagging is even more acute. And there's even a bigger state of despair because you've done so much and still you don't have it. When is it going to happen? And time is running out. You don't have very much time. For those of you that know that you came here to do something in this lifetime and you know it's something very great, there's a part of many of you in here that know that you came here to make a difference, a big difference, not a little difference. In the heart of everyone, underneath everything, there's an incredible desire to help and to give. And you won't be able to come into that state of giving until somehow or other this part in you is satisfied. So somehow this hole has to get filled. And what is the substance that will fill that hole or that longing or that pain? The answer that everyone is looking for will be found in one place, and it's deep inside of the innermost core of that pain. That hopeless despair that's in everyone is your cry for love. It's your cry for wholeness again. It's your cry for completion. And it's only by going into that and fully opening it up that you'll be able to find what it is that will totally satisfy you. And everyone is scared to go into that because they think, okay, if I go into that, there goes my life. I won't be able to work. I won't be able to talk to anyone. I'm going to be angry. I'm going to be agitated. I'm just going to be stuck in bed all day long because I'm going to be so bummed out. All around that feeling, there's an illusion that's been created called, I'm going to keep my life together and I'm going to be strong and nothing's going to get me down. So you can be strong and get your life together, but underneath that strong and get your life together mode, there is still a pain inside. And when push comes to shove, everyone will be faced with feeling that again and again in their life, because circumstances always come up that force you to feel that pain. Someone dies, something unexpected happens, and you lose your wealth and all of your money. Something happens to your body, and all of a sudden you can't work anymore. Everyone knows the pain that I'm talking about. So what's it going to take to get free from that pain? Because it's only freedom from that pain that will allow you to live in the freedom that you really want to live in. And what is that pain and where did it come from? There's many things that people think this is, but if you will face all of the issues that you think it is and just keep going into it deeper and deeper, you'll find out at the core of everything, you have become separated from the love, separated from who you are, and separated from the source of your very being. And how can you find true happiness? How can you find your true potential as a human being? How can you find your true power, the power that will never go away despite what's going on around you? How can you find your true being if you're disconnected from the very source of your being? God is the source of your being, and God isn't what you think God is. God is not what man has made God into. God is not what religion has made God into. But nevertheless, God is the source of your very existence. Who you really are is one with God. Who you really are is an incredibly great being of love and light and truth and glory. And who you really are is buried inside of all of this pain. And the only way you can dig yourself out is to allow the pain to express itself and be released. Everything is waiting for each and every one of you. A life free from the anger, free from the hatred, free from the shame, free from the fear. So many of you have dived into it and healed a lot. But if you look, you'll see, well, it's still in there, and thank you, but no thank you. I've done enough healing, and I'd rather just live my life now. I've done enough on this. Well, why stop when you can have it all? And what you've done has taken you so far, so why not go all the way? Why not have the courage to just face it all now? Why not? So either you feel it and get free from it, or you walk this world with it. You can get free. Is it easy? No. It's the hardest thing that you'll ever do. And it's the most rewarding, and there is no price that's too high. Nothing that you have to do is, in the end, too much to do for your freedom, for your passion, for your love, for your life. This intensive that's being offered is the beginning for some of you of a very rapid spiritual transformation. And it's not a rapid spiritual transformation where you're going to like go out into the ozone somewhere and live in the light out there. It is bringing the light into your being, walking in this world. It's bringing all of yourself together, fully integrated in this world. So the connection that spiritual people make out there is a connection with spirit, with the love. But what wants to happen right now, there's a new spirituality that's trying to come into this world, and many people are feeling it, and it's that spirit, it's that love coming into your bodies. And how can that love get into a body that's jammed up with millions of walls and layers of garbage that has nothing to do with you? The love wants to come into you. The light wants to come into you. It's the most incredible thing that's waiting for everyone. All you have to do is want it. All you have to do is have the desire. Yes, okay. I want to face myself. I want to open up. I want my life back. And I want the love. And I want to give. If you have that desire and you're willing to have the courage and the stamina to just face yourself, then everything is possible for you, because there is an incredible power that's coming in right now directly from the source that you can connect to. And you will know what it is when you connect to it. You know your home. In your heart, you know what's real. And in the intensive, you connect to what is your only reality. So I know some of you are coming here wondering, well, you know, is this real? Is it true? Can it really happen? That's not really the question you should be asking. The question you should be asking is inside of yourself. Well, am I ready for this? Because it's coming your way. All you have to do is step in the door and you're on your way home. You're on your way to your freedom. So it's not, will this happen for you? It's, do you want it? And it's not some airy-fairy process. It's very grounded and very real in you. So I don't know what's going to stop any of you. Because what if this is what you're looking for? What if this is the last piece of the puzzle? The intensive for most people is like a piece of the puzzle that fits everything together. We didn't want to call it seminar. We didn't want to call it a group, or we didn't want to call it a course, because it's way more than any of that. It is an intensive. It's a very intense journey that you go on inside of yourself. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. And at the least, you will come out of there ready to live in a way that you never dreamt possible. And at the most, you will have entered through a doorway that will take you all the way to where it is you want to go. The truth is here for you. It's here, and that's been said to you by so many teachers and so many groups and so many seminars and so many masters. It's been said so many times, and well, you know, what is it? Is it some cosmic comedy that's going on in this world that everybody's asking and driving themselves nuts in the name of truth and they're never getting it? Is it a joke or something? Is there a benevolent force? Is there a God that hears our prayers or not? I mean, if there is a God and he's some kind of all-loving father that, you know, he's supposed to be, someday he's going to have to send some kind of light here that brings in an answer. Well, you know, when is it going to happen? And if it were to happen, the person that it was happening or the people that were trying to deliver it to you would have to be saying, I don't know what to say, but, you know, guess what? It's here. It really is God that wants to come and be with every one of you, not a dream of God, not a belief of God, but to each and every one of you wants to come a very personal and real connection to the source directly, not to a person, but directly to the source. And it will be unique and individual to each one of you. So it's very hard to talk about the truth in a way that doesn't put concepts into people's minds. So I guess there's only one concept I want to put in your mind tonight, and that is that you can get free, that the help is here. It's very real, it's very grounded, and you can have it all.